stream from. But now I hold this one in my hand, and I can think only of its sharp edge and of how small it is, the only thing I can hold between my body and death. The first time I swing the rock against one of the advancing corpses, my own scream startles me. My shriek does not startle the corpse. It walks right into the blow, the rock slicing through its gray skin just above its left eye. The corpse twitches and then falls to the side. My stone is stuck in its brow, and the weight of it pulls the rock from my hand. I bend and try to pull the rock out, but almost immediately I have to scramble back, because the other corpses are lurching in, their jaws opening and closing like the mouths of fish. Someone is screaming, again and again, and it might be me. Something trips me, and I fall back, my hands in front of my face. One of them bends over me. Its hand grasps my wrist. So cold. No life in it at all. No warmth. Nothing that hears a young woman screaming and feels any pity or kinship. I am gazing through the fingers of my other hand at eyes that do not care if I live or die. And that saves me, because it makes me angry that they want to kill me without even caring to know my name or whether I am afraid or whether I am ready to die. It makes me furious, my blood suddenly loud in my ears. I bring one foot up and kick the ghoul hard in the face. The corpse doesn't wince or cry out or stagger back, but its head jerks to the left and its lower jaw snaps loose. Even as I bring my knee up and slam my foot against its face again, there is a hissing in the air nearby. Then another, as though small gods are flying past faster than the wind, their breath expelled in screams that are nearly silent as they rush by me. My heart has no time to wonder at it. I keep kicking wildly at the corpse's face, flesh crumpling and splitting away from my heel, its bony hand still tight around my wrist. I am screaming and screaming, and finally, its face breaks open and it falls back, and its cold fingers fall away from my skin. More of the dead lie still, some with long shafts protruding from their heads, but I haven't a moment to think about that, because several others are coming at me. I stumble to my feet, screaming my mother's name, her name, again and again. It is all I have. I would scream a god's name, begging for his help, but what god do I really know? Yah, god of wind and fire, of hard law written in stone, god of the phallus and the altar and the knife my father has sworn to cut me with? That god wishes to eat me, as these corpses would. My grandmother's gods, then. She was Canaanite. I wish I knew how to call to hers. I would like to pray to a god who is a woman. But maybe the gods are not women, and not men either. Maybe they are like the stone of these cliffs, bleak and harsh and unforgiving, and you can't climb up to reach their blessings because the cliff face is too sheer and your fingers bleed when you try. Or maybe the gods are dead. Everything else is. It doesn't matter. What could I give to any god to make her listen to me, to make her care whether my heart keeps beating? I can make no vow as my father did, offer nothing. I own no daughters of my own, no cattle, no tents. I am only a woman, and have only my own blood and my own body. I can make no vow. I face these corpses alone, without any god, and I am screaming. My hands scrabble, but find only dirt. I throw handfuls of it at the faces of the dead to blind their eyes, to make them gasp in pain and collapse to their knees. But they do not. They don't even blink. Their eyes are full of dust, and still they stumble after me. The nearest of them is terrible, naked above the waist and most of its chest hollowed out, broken ribs and emptiness inside them. One breast hangs slack above the gash. Its arm swings toward me, and I duck and dodge to the side, and then they are pressing me back against the wall of the ravine. My skin is alive with the terror of their touch, their teeth. I hold my hands before my face. In a moment, I will be dead, and everything in me is cold with panic. My anger has failed me. Their breath on my arms, dry and cold, like